Okay, we're up to Kuf Samech, Samech from Samech, Sif Yudalad. Kuf Samech, Sif Yudalad. Tzarech Shehei Revis B'chudas Makamech. We're talking about Tfilas Yudayim and the Tfilas Yudayim. Tzarech Shehei Revis B'chudas Makamech. Shim Nato Mishminis. Then we're talking about here that if you poured, you start off with a revis, you could do both hands, or you could do even two people with it. So it has to be, though, the revis has to be that it's a full revis in one cup, not two half revis. You didn't fulfill the requirements for Netilas Yadayim. It doesn't make a difference. It's a revis is a revis. It's the objective shear. He'd some on one hand and the other hand on someone else. Not the yodo shnia. The other person took it and washed the second hand. They're considered like three people. And therefore, if there's a chatzilog, it's fine. That's enough for you because you need to have more than you have chatzilog for three people. If not, then there wasn't enough water to start with, and the second hand is not tahor. Because over here, you had one guy had two hands, so he poured it on both hands. And one guy only washed one hand, and he wanted to use the rest to pour on the other, so that's like three, it's considered like three people. Fine. Chatzitza benetila. Now there's a din, tarach yezar me chatzitza, shalosh chaitzis benetvila, chaitzis benetvila. There's a din, there's a general din by chatzitza, by tvila and a mikvah, that rubo makvid is deraisa, that a person's fully covered completely and he's makbid on it, then it's and he's tevil, then it's chitzit deraisa, doesn't work. Chamer Magozer on rubo, eino makbid, and miyud hamakbid. If there's a little bit, then you're makbid. So, and anything which is chitzit is anything is which blocks the water from touching the skin. Now, the thing is, with the Tfilas Yadayim, the general rumor makel because by tar, for mikvah nashim taras isha, we're much more machmir because obviously dealing with sorry karis and then bechulis and deraisas, so we're machmir. By Tfilas Yadayim, we're generally it's kain deraisa, but there's a lot with much more room for kulas. Kigoyin tsaya shetachas atzipor and shelok neged abasar. Right. In general, one of the Mishnayos Mikvah says if there's shmutz, if a person has a big nail and there's shmutz, he has to clean it, and then it's there, and he's makbid to clean it off. A basar shetachas tzipor lefil k'neged habasar, if there's batzek, which is thicker and bothersome. Retiyah she'al basaro, if he has a plaster. It's not supposed to be on a band-aid per se, it could also be a band-aid, but the retiyah usually in Chazal refers to some sort of they put some sort of what's called a plaster, like a paste or something they put on to help it heal. Chalev, dunag, fat, something like that. They didn't have band-aids then. Now we have band-aids, it could also be the same din. It could be a slightly different din. Tid hayave, tid hayitzvim, types of cement and mud. Aval miyuto she'ino makbid ein lachosh. This is only the miyut hamakbid, meaning all these things are only by tvila. There's a shita by tvila's nashin. There's a shita which holds that anything we take off everything, even miyut sheno makbid. Everything we try to take off, and that's why you have to be sure that the nails are cut. No one sits there before the tfilas yadayim cutting their fingernails. So the only thing which is really you really makbid on that the person it's very hachi. The Rama says no one was knowing to lanaka their fingernails. Chatit tachas tziporanayim lenatila mishum nahavik miyudu shein makbid. It's like a miyud shein makbid. Most people aren't so makbid if they have a little bit of dirt or whatever. If he taka himself was personally makbid, it's chayav. There is a discussion by Tvila whether he's makbid or one else is makbid, but Akhupanim over here, it's talking about something which is very, you know, which in general people are you know, is bothersome. It's very bothersome. V'chein ikar. Some say that you're not even makbid on chatzitzas b'chalal. We don't pass it like that, but since it's a sheet like that, it's from a makel. Now, for example, generally you're right, people don't sit there and clean their fingernails, but if a person was, that has something that he feels is bothering him, or like he'll look at their fingernails, wow, they're like black and gross, or let's say a person changed a diaper or something like that, and that's something, you know, persons, everyone's makbid, like, if your hands are clean, if you have some, like, you know, like, you want to clean underneath your fingernail, things like that, that's stuff you need to clean. But you have to be makbid on if you have a hangnail and all these things. If the hangnail's bothering you, yes, you should take it off. If there's something bothering you, take it off. The person doesn't, like, really notice half these things, so then you have to worry about it. Now, in general, you're right. I mean, I guess painters, I don't know if they walk around the whole day with dirty hands. I mean, then same when they're painting, but afterwards they don't. However, for lunch, since they have the whole day, they have paint. They don't have to start trying to take it off. They don't care about it. So, therefore, they could go ahead and they can wash without whatever. Or, loyatzaba, but he's not a painter. You know, how yodav tzvuos, ish mamish atzeva, yodav, he has some paint on the side. How yodze chaytitz. She has yo yavish, chaytitz. Let's say they have nail polish or any of these things or whatever, so they're not gonna they're not gonna take it off. They never see anyone try to take off their nail polish. That's
the exact same category as
painter. Right. It's not chaytitz, right? If there's scabs, if he's not makbid, he'll take them off. Again, by tefilas nashim, there are shittos where you do have to take it off. Also, let's say, the question would be, let's say a woman's a ganenet, she gets glue on her hands all the time, marker, and things like that. So the glue, the truth is the glue, if shiitaka has, like, you know, a thing of glue, the shiitaka should try to take it off. But if she like spots of glue here, if it's like covering her finger, whatever, spots of glue here and there, she's only not makbid on it, it's okay. Obviously marker, things have no mamashas, nothing else to worry about. Tzarech lahaser hatabas me'al yodoy b'shal shes yosadayim. Or a person has to take his ring off, at time of yosadayim. I feel who ruffle, even if it's loose, I feel who ain't a makbid alav b'shal satil, even if you don't care about it. Oh, makbid alav b'shal she'oysa malacha, Shul Yitavu, the Shitas, the Ravid, the Rosh Ravid, that you're makpid, that take off the ring when you do malacha, so therefore it's in your makpid. If it's loose, of all Yishal Hachmir, Hain Anu Bikin, it's a Mikri Rafui. Now this is a whole, this Sif causes all Shalom Bias issues. Take off the rings, you're gonna lose them here, you're not gonna lose them, where are you gonna put them? It's a whole thing. Now nowadays, most, you know, since they say the place giving down well, so there aren't makbid to take their rings off when they do lisha, so therefore you don't have to worry about it. Now that's time of Mishnah Berurah. I don't know nowadays. I don't know what women are makbid or not. Obviously, there's a stone or whatever. Then they do take it off. Right. Right, so that's the halacha here. That's the halacha straight over here. That she takes it out. It depends if she takes it off or not. Now the question over here is also that let's say she's a woman who never bakes. She just buys challah every week. So You know, you don't know where, whatever. So it could be that she doesn't have to, you know, she's, and then she never takes her rings off, and it could be she doesn't have to take it off, they just have to take it off. And there's a shiloh about, some subject I'm going to talk about, well, she's not to take it off for the tila. Because if they teach it in school, take it off for the tila means you're mocked. So therefore, you are, it's a bit of a machok zachorim, it's a bit of a, you know, you see your makbid. But it's only, when that's called hakpada, they say for tefillah, it is called hakpada. If they take off for tefillah, it will be hakpada, but if it's, but for the tefillah today, I don't think we're makbid on that. I did see one eighth said that if she's in a place, she can't take it off or anything, get lost. So maybe to like, pull it forward on the edge of her, you know, wash with revis, and then pull it back and wash with revis. I don't know. Just have to be, you have to be careful. Generally, I think women aren't taught to take it off. So, no, that's the opinion. Shir Natila Sidayim Kol Hayag Kona Shel Zva. Now, again, from here to the next simon, but where is the Shir Natila Sidayim? So, one cheetah holds, it's until the wrist. Some say it's until the fingers. And that we should be makpil of the das rishon. Mashu shasut chak, you could go ahead and you can just, you don't have enough water, you could just wash into here and you have who to be samichon. It also helps understand why when you're dealing with just a revis, the shita makes a lot more sense. You're talking about putting a few hands under each other. How do you get one revis to like five people? If you're just dealing with the fingers, it probably makes a lot more sense. However, there are shitas that hold you that the makom natila is until here, and that's the shalchil. You should ensure you pour enough water to cover the whole hand. To ensure it covers all, you know, the whole hand, and not just like the tips and whatever. This has to turn its hands to be sure the water gets everywhere. Like kusamach beis. When a person washes, then we're going to get into this is a bit of a complicated simon, because the shiloh over here is that tilas yadayim is when you pour a vias of water on the whole hand, the water's tahor. Don't worry about it. There's nothing. Everything's fine. However, if you pour less than a vias, so then the water becomes tummy. You need more water to wash off the tummy water. Now it's only tummy up until the makom of tilas yadayim. So, water which is over here is not tummy. However, we're chushish that the person washes his hands, the water goes up into his arm, and that's tummy water. And then he pours shneem, is retired the water. And he puts his hands down, so then the water, you know, flows down, and it's the tummy's hands again. That's one of the shitas. Some other shitas say that the shemur means that some chushish that since there are two shitas about where you do the tilas yadayim until. So therefore, we're chushish that you washed over here, but you don't have to wash until here. But this is still called makom natila and still a place which come tame. So therefore, you only need to wash until here. But if the water goes up and down, then also it's the same type of issue. All right, and so not to talk about via yada. A person has to be sure his hands are tilted upwards, and it rotates ba'osav lamala. He has to be sure that it's lamala like this. Somewhat, so it doesn't go down. Shal yatsu mayim chutz leperek yachzu yitamo es yedayin. Doesn't go out and come back. Agav hu adin in miyashpila mitchila sanatila ad seifa the shaper dami. A person's choshesh, Ramah has a solution. You put your hands down. Rashi says shal yivi atchila roshi etzmaos v'achav yashpila. Just be careful not to go and pick it up and put it down. As yitzu mayim chutz leperek yachzu yitamo yedayin. There are those achronim who are. The fact is, on this, it's a bigger data way. If you don't care about your yotze, it's 100% fine. Whatever, the minhagim, it is the minute to raise your hands up. So therefore, they say the best thing is either do like the, you know, the best thing is just to pour a revis. So you can be yotze. Otherwise, if you don't have a revis, you should do like the Ramah, because otherwise it does get very complicated. That we're talking about is if you didn't wash the whole hand until the end. No, till ad sham, if you wash the whole thing, ain't tzarich like being yadav. You don't have to pick your hands up. You can just do it straight. The shchokim is that you always need to pick your hands up and be careful. Let's say you pour a revis on both hands of asachas. The ain't shamayim to main klal. Ain't tzarich like being yadav. You don't have to worry about it.
If you do tefillah, that you don't have to worry about that b'chal. If you do three times, you don't have to worry about it at all. And Shabbat still says it's best if you have enough water, take your time and wash with the reviv. And even the second one, wash with reviv both times, you don't have to worry about it. And those are yadav shefech aleim tasme reviv. Right, that there's a thing that the person has enough reviews and he sees he has dirt there, so he should pull it out of his hands to clean it off. Then do it a second time. It's also tummy because it's also the reviews. Now, the meaning, I mean, Ashkenazim, the meaning is just to do twice. Obviously, something that's a rechotzitz, you clean it off. But the dinning is to do twice. I think by the Svarim, the dinning is to do three times, like the Shulchan Aruch. Ne'en b'yadayim lichluch, with the rechotzitz, if you check, there's nothing there. Shevich hoshtei yadav reviz of asachas, just pour reviz of asachas. Ein tzarech v'ayim shneim. Agav huadin, in hayu l'mayim rabbi, rechitz tchila ma'akli l'hasir lichluch, achu shofich reviz ke'achar. Always check and put a little bit of water out to be sure that there's no chitza. And there's a din that after a person washes the tefillah tzidayim, he should rub his hands together in order to for extra cleanliness, so to speak, extra to be sure that because the whole thing of tefillah tzidayim is part of the takana was the dayim asponiyot that they're dirty, so you want extra hither is to go ahead and to rub them together to be sure that they're clean. Nato mixas yado b'chaz v'hoisif nato anishar b'yado. He washed part of the hand up to his part of his fingers, and then he washed the rest. Yado tameyak mashayisah. He didn't do anything. The ain netil lachatzayin. V'im adayin yesh al mixas hayad shenato tchila tefich v'nasat tefich. If it's still wet, then hare zu tahara. Then that's okay. That's what Rabbi Rishonim did. Chetzi chetzi. Al shneim, no the mixas yada v'chozer and moisif al mixasa, and you can do a bit by bit. That's why the Mishavur says. Therefore, by the place you can bring down that by our bottles, by dry water bottles and things, a spout is narrow. It's better not to use that if you have another option, because you might end up doing lechatzayin. Part here, a lot of it doesn't come out at once, so it's not the best for Netilas Yadayim. But it's fine. You have to just be sure that you sit and you watch and you pour carefully over everything, and it doesn't stop in the middle. It doesn't like suddenly stop, like, you know, stop in the middle. Then you should, but it's best now to just use a cup if you have. You put water on one hand, then you rubbed it with the second hand. No, also the netila didn't work. Even if the second one he did on two hands, became tamei from the other hand. And then that water, then it became tamei when you rubbed it with the other one. The din is that the mayim shneim is only matayer the mayim which was tamei from that same hand. Lo bay machmas yad acher, it's not from a different hand. Hilchach hashavich meyakliya yado achas. If he pours onto one hand, shishif mechaperet. Tzarich nagiv yadov. Elav zir litvayim karoi. Let's say he messed up. He made a mistake. He didn't pour properly. He didn't do whatever. So then, we're going to get to be touching someone else's hands. Then he has to dry his hands completely, and then wash them again. Therefore, someone that only has revit, it's better someone else washes for him. If ain't acher yachos a kli beroshetz by yourself, take the kli, the tip of his fingers, and try to and pour out his hands together. Yishbachol kol achas revis, or be sure you have revis in each for each hand. The achak kachishav shav, then rub them together. She shavich revis ke echad ein tzarech b'hem shneim l'taran. Then it's okay. She also reveals for Vasachas Kimo Tvila Shaina Tzvika Shticha Shtei Parmim. Because they did Reveals for Vasachas is like Tvila and it's okay. In Nagabahem Acher Shiloto Yodo, let's say your kid comes and you wash your hands and you're about to dry them and the kid comes and he grabs, or your wife comes, grabs the towel away from you, or gives you the towel and touches your hand. Or if he doesn't dry his hands well enough is also an issue. Then tzarich l'nagv l'malach v'lito shuri zetinein ayde amayim shalehem l'chav tzarich l'zor k'shev k'mayim shlishi shehem shneim l'vame erishayinim. If you pour the third one, which is the third time, shel yiga yad b'chaver tzad shishmuch gam zel shnia, don't touch hands until you pour everything on. Shishmuch b'tchil al shtein k'achad, or before you pour everything b'yachad at first. Again, if you put the revis on each hand, you don't have to worry about this. The brings that even if you did the revis on each hand, and someone else comes and touches your hand, you still should go back and do the teal without a bracha. And it happens sometimes. My kids come, from the kitchen. They wash the, whatever. And on the way, they realize their hands are wet, and someone else touched their hands or whatever. Yeah. Well, wash again. You have to go wash again. Okay, it's a little, it's a makbid, but akhopanim, it's an important halacha to know. Mitoch masha kasadul izbar lecha, I'll explain to you after all these klalim. Hadi yad nitzva v'shifshuv chaverta, that which the hand comes tumming from shifshuv, dafka v'noita yadu acha, azahar shifshuv chaverta. Aval, however, in rotsa lita v'tchil shte yadu ka acha zaita, you want to do two at once, you can do that. The shteim nechshavos kiyad achas, and in tmol zubazu, even if you hold your hands together. Nazo shte yadav zula atzva, the nimlach, you put them separately. The nimlach kishenato amayim eshneim, vegiya yadav zu lazu, v'shavach hashteim ka'achas, and you touch your hands together, and the second pouring you did on both, yadav tmeyas. It's a problem. They should conserve yadav zulazu, the kabbal of mayim ashneen, into yadav, the yasav zulazu. When they touched, it became tame. So the first natila's bottle. The mayim shagav yadzu, the tame mayim shagav v'chaver, the gam es a yad, and the hand. You should not lose a shneem, lo tira sa vishadik, even she need to make smach los chaver to. El other abba, gam a shneem to mehem. So if you're not give yadav, lito v'shtein ka'acha, so you need to start over again and dry your hands well. Agav koshkin dizar shaliga biyada shafach ala pamachas liyada rasheni shafach ala shtei pamim also to the tame and mess all zero sedaim up. In shif shif yada of zubazu dizar shaliga chutz machmas shenafel ba'amayim. If you do it when you do rub your hands together, be sure you don't touch outside the perek. In shehei metamos. Zubazu. They will be metame. That water will metame his hands. If metame the hands. Not the yodo achas. The shivsha barosh. Piyush kleinagva. Person rubbed it on his head to try his hands. L'fichach l'nitz meyado b'ashein kein hichir barosh. We're not talking about it's important chiluk here. He says, well, why? If a person touches his head, it's dirty. He has to wash his hands. So that's only if he goes ahead and he scratches his scalp. But if you just rub your head, if a person rubs his hand on his hair, you don't have to wash the tail and sidayim. Oh, because he rubs it on the wall. His hair is wet, he touches that water, on the wall. Tameya. Shows the mind, tameyim. Chosu v'timo sayavish nagabahem. Avagav the. So they say also, since he went back and touched that water, however, they ask a question about what about the public towel. Here it's more common, and it's wet. They feel so dying, yeshiva, things can't touch your hands, it's soaking wet. So what if you touch it? So it's soaking wet. Does that pass with your hand? So there's a machlokes. Some say yeah, and some say you have to be choshish
for that people didn't wash properly. Obviously, it's better if you have your own personal towel, because it's not so people don't wash well, people are rushing, whatever, and you also want to try to dry your hands, which is important as well, chachila, and not to touch a wet towel 50 people use, and I don't know, whatever. Anyway, fine. Just say that.